Good morning, Riley. Thanks so much for having us this morning. My guest is Mary Ann Suggs, a Baby Read volunteer and retired teacher and school principal.
Good morning.
Mary Ann, tell us a little bit about your life before Baby Read.
I'm a family person. I have four children, and my husband and I have been married almost 25 years, so we have experience in that area with children. But I also was a teacher for 18 years, and then I was a school principal for 11 years, and I was in elementary school and in high school my last couple years of my career. And then I went back in the classroom, substitute taught, because that's what I really loved, was being with the kids.
And I cannot believe you're a grandma and you did not mention you have some grandchildren.
I do. We have four, and we have five, and we're going to have number six in March.
Oh, wow.
So it's great because you can be nice to them, but when they aren't nice, you give them back to their parents.
Exactly. A lot more freedom than when you were a parent.
Absolutely.
How did you first hear about Baby Read?
I was at a KiwiKey newcomers meeting, and I saw a table, and I thought it looked interesting, so I went over and talked to the volunteer.
And that volunteer told you all about what we do.
It did, and it sounded like it was right up my alley. I could use my experience with children, and I could also look at my love of reading.
Excellent. I know you volunteered in several different ways for mm-hmm. Baby Read. Would you please describe those different roles that you have played?
I was the reader assignment coordinator, and my job was to assign readers to the families that we had already signed up. So that was my first job, and I read to a family at the same time. Now I am helping with book distribution, and my job is to help volunteers choose books for the children that they read to. And it's also my job to order books for the volunteers, and I also order for the Seneca Head Start program.
Wow. Big job, important job. Just for those listeners who haven't listened to our Baby Read broadcast before, Baby Read's mission is to help children become prepared for school, to help them learn to love to read, and also to expand their vocabularies. And we do this by reading one-on-one. So when Mary Ann says she read to a family, she had a specific family that she met with twice a month for about an hour each time and read to that family. When you were reading to the family, how old was the child? Tell us a little bit about that family.
Okay. When we say read to a family, a parent accompanies the child. So I actually was reading to the child, but the parent was present and very often participating. I had a three-year-old that was going to be heading to preschool. So her mom signed her up not only to instill that love of literacy, which mom had already done, I have to give her credit, but also to prepare her for school and a more formal setting of listening to someone other than their parent to read. So it was really an interesting experience.
And now you're helping to choose books. Mm-hmm. So what do you take into account when you're choosing books?
Of course, I use my personal experience as an educator and also as a family member, my children, my grandchildren. But I also try to keep up on current children's literature, and we ask the volunteers what the interests of the children are. So if the child is losing a new tooth, we might choose books in that vein. If the child is going to have a little brother or sister, we try to find books about being a good older brother or sister. So we ask the volunteers what the interests are and try very hard to really target that interest area.
That sounds great. And so y'all read to books. You read to children. Mm-hmm. And at the end of each session, that child gets a book to take home and keep for their own, doesn't he?
Absolutely. The child gets a book to take home every time we read, twice a month. And also for their birthday and for Christmas, we give very special books. So the idea is we're building a library in their homes, which increases literacy, just having that access to literature.
So how do you feel that the specific child you were reading to benefited from the Baby Read experience?
Well, as I said, it helped to continue to develop her love of literature. Her mom and dad did read to her and had done a lot of work in that area. So it was a continuation of what they had started. It also helped with skills like prediction and sequencing and retelling. And I used my educational background to know what some building blocks are for a good foundation for reading in the future. And it helped the child get used to listening to a different person than a parent, and also sitting quietly and understanding directions and a more formal setting, even though we took time to play and did puppet things and we did finger plays, etc., and songs. It still was more like what she might experience in preschool, as well as a personal experience.
So you use two words in describing that are common words, and yet I expect they have some special meaning to a teacher. One was prediction, and the other one was retelling. Can you tell us a little bit about what you mean by those when you're talking about a child and their reading experience?
All right. Reading skills involve a lot of areas, and one of them is prediction, which is the child listening to the story and being able to comprehend enough that you can stop the story and say, what do you think will happen next? And they'll be able to give you a very good answer as to what makes sense. If they give you a nonsensical answer, then you know either they're not listening or they don't comprehend, which is then something you want to work on and learn, help them learn to take little bits of the story to put it together, like a puzzle piece. Retelling is very much the same area in the sense that if they can retell what happened first, what happened second, what happened last, then you know that they've comprehended the general gist of the story.
So would you encourage moms and dads who are reading to their children to actually do this, to stop in the middle of the story and say, hey, what do you think happened next?
Oh, absolutely. Ask them, you know, what do you think happened next? And why do you think that's going to happen? And then at the end, oh, this happened and that happened. And why do you think that happened? And is there something different that could have happened? What if they made a different decision? So you're really involving the child in the story instead of just rote reading to the child words. You want them to understand that literature is also fun. It's storytelling. That's exactly what good literature is. It is storytelling.
I would think that modeling this behavior for parents is very valuable for the parent, because I had nothing like that other than my mom read to us, so I read to my children. But I didn't have anyone who modeled that type of behavior, and therefore, I never asked those same questions that you're talking about.
In a classroom, you learn if you do not involve the children and you are not animated, you do not keep their attention. So even as a parent, you want to keep their attention. So you obviously don't just word read to them. You want to try to use different voices if you can, use props if you can. Have the child do the prediction, the sequencing. That's stopping the story and helping them become a part of the story so they understand that good literature involves the reader, which as adults, I think we all know, when we're reading, sometimes we can't put that book down. We have to know what's going to happen next. So we try to instill those same skills and love in the children.
Going back to, you said sometimes when you ask that question about what do you think would happen next, you get a nonsensical answer, and you know the child has not really been listening. How do you handle that?
Well, then you ask them probing questions. You know, why would you think that happened next? And if they can't tell you why, then you might want to go back and reread or go back to the story and use your own words to retell. You know, well, remember this happened, and then after that, this happened. That's because this happened first. And talk them through the story reading is really more than just word reading. It's important to be able to read words and to sound them out, to predict new words. It's important to have a good, strong vocabulary, but comprehension also is critical. If you don't comprehend, all you're doing is reading words out loud, and they make no sense to you.
So the prediction and the retelling are so important to building those comprehension skills.
Absolutely. Yeah. And any of us think back to our classroom experience will probably remember that our teacher did that for us. They taught us how to read words and sound them out, but they also taught us how to follow a story from beginning to end.
Do you think that the baby read experience had an effect on other members of the family that you read to?
Absolutely. It has a lot to do with including the rest of the family. It becomes a day part of their daily routine. We try to encourage them to read. Often people talk about at bedtime, but I know in my experience bedtime is chaotic. So there is nothing wrong with reading to your child or having them read to you while you make dinner. Or everybody turns off the TV for 10 minutes in the family and they all read. And then that's a good time to read to your child. So you need to fit it into your daily routine so that it becomes just as important as hygiene and eating and sleeping. So that's the way to really instill it. I know a lot of parents think, I don't have time. I have 4 kids to put to bed and it's really chaotic. You also can involve the other family members, which we did. There were older brothers and sisters that could read to the child. It doesn't have to be mom or dad, as long as someone is reading to them. And you can also have the child, quote, unquote, read, which means that it's a book they've read before or had read to them, and they can reread it. There's nothing wrong with reading the same book that you love over and over. And they might pretend that they're reading, but really that shows they understand the story, even if they don't have the exact words correct.
Right. And children just love to read the story themselves long before they can read.
Absolutely. Yes. How many times do they grab the book out of your hand and say, I can read it myself?
And or if you happen to leave something out, they will say, no, remember this. And they tell you about it. So we've already talked about how the child gets to take a book home. I believe Baby Read also provides other literature to the family. Can you give us a little description of other literature that we provide?
In an interested family, in a family that really wants to learn, we try hard to give them some developmental background. We also will make recommendations if they have questions about what are good books that they should be reading to learn about how to take care of children. So we provide a lot of literature for the families and our volunteers that might not have as much experience with children. We make sure we support them very carefully and make sure we help them feel comfortable so that they can go in and enjoy their experience with the children.
What benefit do you personally derive from being a Baby Read volunteer?
I love children, so that's my children fix. My grandchildren don't live in the area, so I miss being around children. I also happen to love literature very much, and I love children's literature. I find it fun. We get new books in. The first thing I have to do is go, oh, this is so cute, I have to read it. And so it takes care of the twofold need that I have to be around children and to be around literature. It also gives you a great satisfaction to know that you are preparing a child for reading. Reading is critical, I think, for all people. It opens up all sorts of new worlds to children and to adults, and I think we are giving that gift of opening worlds for them and teaching them that there are lots of ways to learn besides media, besides TV, besides, music or whatever they listen to. But it's also someplace they can go that's special to them. And they might be reading a book that their sister is not, unlike if they're watching TV. Everybody's watching the same thing. So I find it's very important as a volunteer that I feel like I'm really, really helping expand those children's worlds.
So what would you say to our listeners about volunteering with Baby Reed?
I would highly recommend it. If you have a love of children, it will certainly feed that need to continue to help children. I would recommend it even if you have no experience with children, because you will find great satisfaction in working with a child and seeing the glow on their face and the excitement about, here comes the Baby Reed volunteer, and she's going to give me books, and she's going to play with me and sing with me and tell me good stories. So there's satisfaction for almost anyone, I believe, that likes children and likes books and likes to help other people.
I personally will say there's nothing that gives me greater instantaneous joy than to see a child's face light up and a child to be delighted. It's it just speaks to my heart immediately.
Especially when they see you. Oh, the Baby Reed volunteers, Miss Marian or whoever you happen to be. Oh, yay, we get to talk with them and they get to read to me. And it's an exciting time for both the child and the volunteer.
Right. I've seen several children, because I don't read to a child, but I interview families once a quarter to do a newsletter. And when the Baby Reed volunteer walks into the library or whatever space we happen to be using for that meeting, the child lights up and usually runs across, if they're old enough, they run across the room and give that volunteer a hug. So it's pretty satisfying.
It's very exciting. It also helps children experience places like the library, which they might not have a reason to explore in without the Baby Reed volunteer meeting them there.
And we have good children's literature in our libraries here.
Excellent, excellent libraries.
Great free resource for families.
Absolutely.
To be using the library. Well, Marian, thank you so much for sharing your experiences with us today.